Thank you to this week's podcast sponsor, YTG, Yarbrough, Tabor, and Goodwin Insurance, located on Gum Street in Marion.
Welcome to our Monday podcast. Coach Starnes is here with me today, and we're going to discuss briefly what happened over at Caldwell last Friday night, and then maybe start looking toward the future, because 49-0, Coach Starnes, it was over early, not much to talk about.
You know, I mean, Chris, though, it was a very emotional night. Caldwell, they've been through a lot this week. Mm-hmm. They were playing on emotion with Avery Warfield, I believe,
yes.
With his passing and his brother being a senior on the team, and you know that takes a lot out of a team, and you really look to see how your team's going to respond to that, I really think that they came together, and it's sad for them, but we didn't play very well. They were that much better than we were. They were 0-3 coming into the game. They were hungry for a win, they executed well. And our game plan was very simple. We played a nickel defense, and we were saying we knew that their running back was out, Javonte Riley. We knew that he wouldn't be running the ball, and he's a scat back. So we knew that Henderson was going to be running the football, who's big and runs down the hill. And so our goal was very simple, to play a nickel defense, play a five-man box, and force them to run the ball. But they didn't. They threw the ball and mm-hmm. threw it well. And so we weren't playing the proper technique the way that we should have been playing. And that's why it is what it is. There's some sort of karma or something down there. When we go, something bad happens all the time. And it did as well early in the ball game. We learned to live with it, expect it, and deal with it, and move on from there. So that's not indicative of us as a team. And, to say that they're that much better, I mean, they're better than mm-hmm. we are by far. But, you know, for us to be shut out like that, it shouldn't be the case. So, you know, we got to regroup and come back and see what we can do this week against Webster County.
Of course, as you mentioned, Javonte Riley wasn't playing for them, but his brother was. And I guess, I don't know if the other boy's a cousin or another brother.
I don't know if they're brothers or they're cousins. I don't know. They're all, I don't know if Javonte.
I was thinking two of them are brothers. Nonetheless, they were pretty effective in their own right in the ball game. Yeah. And everybody they had to touch them, good grief, they're just all so quick. And they've always been, or not always, but in recent years, Caldwell has been blessed with a lot of talent, a lot of speed. And this team is good, but I agree with you. I don't think they're where they have been the past couple of years. Of course, they've played a much tougher schedule the first 2 weeks, and then not having Javonte there too. But they're still a very formidable opponent for us, no question. And I think they were playing on emotion. Yeah. Jane Burns is a good little quarterback.
Oh, he's a good quarterback. He does a great job of putting the ball where it needs to be. And
he completed every pass he threw.
Yep. Yep.
And he didn't need many of them.
Yeah, we allowed them. We allowed it too, though. I mean, we did some things that were really uncharacteristic of us, and we just had to play better technique. And the frustrating thing for us as coaches is when you go over it and over it and over it and over it, at some point it's got to sink in. And if it doesn't sink in, you got to go over it and over it and over it and over it more. And so they have to take some responsibility in themselves and play their positions and do their job. And that's been our theme from the very beginning. Do your job. Don't worry about somebody else's job. Do your job. And when that's the case and we do that all the way across, then we'll be better. And I'm just talking about, Chris, the simple things like communicating on defense. I'm calling defense for the first time in years. I'm calling the coverage. We got three people playing one coverage, two people playing another coverage. So it's a lack of communication out there to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing and what's going on. So they didn't see the signal. They didn't get it. So if you don't get it, you don't see it, you don't ask. Mm-hmm. You don't ask somebody mm-hmm. and you don't communicate. So that's what's frustrating to me. And so when that happens, we leave somebody uncovered. They find that guy. They score a touchdown. And that's what's frustrating to us as coaches.
I hear coming from the sideline quite often this year is echo is mm-hmm. it's kind of the theme maybe, because with the offense you're running is where I usually pay notice it is. you know, you call the play, and then they're supposed to echo it across the field so everybody gets it, looks at the armband, knows what to do. And that is, tell the guy and help the guy next to you.
Help the guy next to you. It's all, we're a team. And that same thing is, you know, you get the signal as a defense and you get the coverage. You know, the one closest to you should start signaling in the coverage over there. We go over it in practice. We don't do it in the game.
And maybe some of that comes from the fact that we don't have a whole lot of seniors on the field. Leadership is always so important. And then, you know, we had Pratt, Paxson, Riley, who was one who I think was probably was in charge of some of that. And he's gone now. So, you know, still we go back to that. We're sophomores, but we're four games into sophomore season. It's time to start doing things
well,
right.
Well, you know, little things make a big difference, and we firmly believe that. If you don't communicate, it's going to turn into something big later on. So, you know, it's just those little things that aggravate us to no end that we got to work on and get better.
Ethan Hunt continues to be one of the top receivers in the state, and I thought it was very apropos. Nick Castiller tweeted out today that he, of course, Nick's in college now, and he says, my reflections of the first 2 weeks of college, why didn't I throw the ball to Ethan Hunt more last year?
So, you know, and we knew that. I mean, we went to Murray State camp, and the coaches at Murray State camp last year was praising Ethan Hunt because he never dropped anything.
Yeah.
So
he sure-handed.
That's good. We were trying to get Nick to throw Ethan Hunt the ball as well.
Well, Ethan continues to had five catches over at Caldwell for 55 yards, and certainly will keep him, I would assume, in the top spot in Class A as far as receiving goes. And he was almost in the top 10 statewide last week. He may break
and, you know, I mean, he continues to work hard and play well, and it's great that that he's getting the accolades that he is because he's worked hard, you know. And I really hate it for Paxton Riley that's not getting it, that got injured, because he was in for the same type thing, and he would have had the same type season. So,
you know, I still think he's our number two receiver yardage-wise, and he's been out for 2 weeks.
I know. So, and he was gonna have a great season. He worked hard, so we hate it for him now.
Looking through some other things on defense this week, you know, Beavers had another game, as he has, and then Cody Belt had four solos, and of course Cody got dinged. Maybe, I think, ended up with a concussion, and maybe out. Is that right? But he played a great game.
You know, the protocol is once a doctor diagnoses him with a concussion, then another doctor has got to, an MD or a DO has to release him from any type of concussion syndrome or concussion symptoms. When that happens, once they're released, then we have a 7-day protocol that we have to follow. So once they're released, they can't do anything for, you know, the first 2 or 3 days. Then it's light work, it's gradual work, and then they're released after the 6th day. So, you know, it is unfortunate because he was having a good game, doing well, playing well, and you know, what really is unfortunate for us too is we made a commitment to put our second group in there after the halftime, and we didn't have anybody that we could put in for him.
Of course, he replaced Lamey, so your depth there at that position.
He replaced Russellburg.
I mean, not Lamey, excuse me, Russellburg.
Yeah, he replaced Russellburg, so we didn't have depth in there. So, you know, and we've had to cancel our JV game because tonight with Ballard, because it's just we don't have enough JV players to go there and play, and I'm not going to play varsity players to get a JV game in.
Yeah. I did mention Gavin Dickerson had five solos and three assists over at Caldwell, so he had a big game too. But, you know, looking through some of the statistics from the game, some other guy, you got a lot of kids, some playing time in the second half. You know, I'm looking through here at Phillips and Tucker and Kemper and Jones and some guys, just some new names. Anybody, any of those guys stick out to you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Alex Tucker, once he grows up a little bit and starts understanding, he has a passion for the game, and his motor's going all the time. He's a big kid that moves well. Mm-hmm. And once he understands it, he's going to have it down. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're excited about the future for him.
Mm-hmm. moving forward, we're going to have homecoming this week, the typical distractions, but we've got Webster. It's a team traditionally we've had a little trouble with, but they got a pretty good quarterback this year, and we'll talk at length about them Thursday, but that's what we have to kind of concentrate on now is getting back in that win column before we start our district games.
Yeah, and you know Webster's going to want to as well, so they're going to prepare, and it's a chance that they have to beat us, and you know we can't take anybody for granted, and you see that, And we're hungry for a win, so we're going to work hard this week and do what we can to try to prepare ourselves to win the ball game.
And we've, of course, got Webster this week, Union next, to finish up our neighborhood brawl, I guess. We shouldn't be saying brawl.
No, we don't say that.
Speaking of which, at this point, at this time of recording, it's about 3 o'clock on Monday, we still have not heard anything from the KHSAA. Spoke to them a couple hours ago, and they said it may or may not be this afternoon. It may be tomorrow before. So it's not something that's on the front burner.
You know, and Chris, that's very unfortunate to me because I tell you what, for us, the situation against McLean could have been absolutely tragic. Mm. You know, in the sense that it could have caused a riot, could have incited a riot in my mind. Because if our kids weren't as good as they are and disciplined as they are, they could have charged them as they were coming mm-hmm. to us and began fighting, and then that would have incited the fans to come out there. And it could have been, I mean, we might still be breaking it up,
yeah.
You know, and it could have been really bad because, you know, the police were out there and you just don't know how many people are carrying concealed weapons and things that could happen. I mean, that's the big picture, and that's what the rule is for, is so it doesn't incite that riot and things don't happen. And for them to be dragging their feet on it, KHSAA, mm-hmm. I just don't understand it, to think that this couldn't have been a situation. This needs to be an example set for them, that the reason why you have a rule that you stay on the sidelines is simply for this. And so for, you know, them not to act on it right now, and to me just shows that it's a lack of concern on their part.
Yeah.
And when I'm told as a head coach for a few years now that is a point of emphasis, and to allow that, it just really frustrates me.
Yeah, sure it does. We'll keep our eye on that this week as we move forward and try to post something as soon as we know. So, all right, Coach. Well, good luck getting ready this week. Homecoming, a lot of things going.